99. American Antiquities.
I'm not going anywhere, her mother said, propped on pillows against the chipped varnish of the bedstead, the prongs of the oxygen tube in her nose. Where's Janice? Picking peas. I'm not going.
Dark in here.
The roller blind was down, drapes drawn together over it. Janice wanted me to sleep.
Didn't you sleep last night?
I won't go.
Who wants you to go?
Leon, Lithonia, Janice too, but she won't admit to it.
Go where?
Northern fucking Virginia, her mother said, as you know perfectly well.
I just recently heard about that idea myself, Flynn said, sitting down on the white candlewick bedspread.
Is Corbell dead?
Missing.
You kill him?
No.
Try to?
No.
Not like I'd blame you. All I know is what I see on the news, and lately what little I can pry out of Janice and Lithonia. Is all of this happening because of whatever it is you and Burton are doing that landed Corbell Pickett in my living room?
I guess so, Mom.
Then what the hell is it?
I'm not even sure. Burton thought he was moonlighting for some company in Columbia. Turns out they're in London. Sort of. They've got a lot of money to invest. One thing and another, they set up a branch office here and hired Burton and me to run it, or at least act like we do.
She looked at her mother.
I know it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Kind of sense the world makes, her mother said, drawing the candle wick up under her chin. There's death and taxes and foreign wars. There's men like Corbell Pickett doing evil shit for a dollar. Only real money anybody local and civilian makes here now. And there's decent enough people having to work for their own little bit of that. Whatever you and Burton are doing, you aren't going to be changing any of that. Just more of the same. I've been here all my life. So have you. Your father was born where Porter meets Maine when they still had a hospital. I'm not going anywhere. Particularly not anywhere Leon tells me I'm going to like.
Man in our company suggested that. He's from London.
I don't give two shits where he's from.
Remember how hard you tried to get me not to talk like that?
Nobody was trying to make you move to Northern Virginia, and I wouldn't have let them either.
You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here. I thought Virginia was a non-starter the minute I heard it.
Her mother peered at her over the clenched bedspread. You and Burton aren't making the economy about to crash, are you?
Who said that?
Lithonia. Smart girl. Gets it off one of those things they wear over one eye.
Lithonia said we were making the economy crash?
Not you, just that it might, or anyway that the stock market's weirder than anybody's ever seen it.
I hope not.
She stood up, went and kissed her mother.
I've got to call them now, she said. Tell them you're not going anywhere. They'll need to get you more help around the place. Friends of Burton's.
Plain soldier.
They were all in the service before.
Think they'd have got their fill of it, her mother said.
Flynn went out and found Janice in the living room, in plaid flannel pajama bottoms and a black Magpul t-shirt, her hair in four stumpy pigtails. She was holding an old ceramic bowl with most of the edge chipped off, full of fresh-picked peas.
Ella's not going anywhere, Flynn said. They're just going to have to make her safer out here.
I figured, said Janice, why I didn't try to push it.
Where's Netherton? Guy on the wheelie boy?
Here, said Netherton, wheeling out of the kitchen.
In the kitchen if you need me, said Janice, stepping past the wheelie.
Did you speak with your mother?
Netherton asked.
She's definitely not going anywhere. I have to call and sort that with Griff and Burton and Tommy. They'll have to protect her out here, whatever happens.
The wheelie had kept going, was across the room now, in front of the fireplace. She watched the tablet tilt back.
This tray, he said,
voice tiny at that distance on the little speakers.
What?
On the mantelpiece. Where did you get it?
Clanton. Mom took us all over for the bicentennial when we were kids.
Lobia found one like it recently in London. Her modules had recorded this one the night I was here. Her friends search for it. She deals in American antiquities. She's American herself. Clovis Fearing.
Clovis
Fearing, he said.
Not Rayburn? It didn't make any sense. How old is she?
No older than Lobear, I suppose, though she chooses to be more obvious about it. Ah, looked it up. Rayburn, Mrs. Clovis Fearing's maiden name.
She's an old lady in London?
They knew one another when they were younger. Lobear said she was visiting her to have her own memory refreshed. Mrs. Fearing said something about Lobear having been a British spy, and Lobear said that that had made Fearing one herself.
But she was Rayburn then, said Flynn. Now. She was looking at the white tray, but not seeing it. Seeing Lobear's hand instead, holding her hat against their quadcopter's downdraft in the Cheapside street, and Griff's hands, arranging the sushi barn food.
Shit, she said, then said it again, more softly.